Hi, it's Robin Sharma, and welcome to Daily Mastery. This is my short form podcast where I'll walk you through the insights, methodologies, and tactics that I've shared with many of the world's most successful people as their mentor, including celebrity billionaires, NBA superstars, world-class artists, and global humanitarians. I hope you find great value in today's episode. You know, one of the great regrets we have at the end of our lives is we wish we would have been kinder. It is such a seduction to focus on ourselves and chase our mountaintops and think about what's best for us and yet forget about the fact that what makes a real hero is you find a cause or some kind of a project that is actually bigger than yourselves, that actually enriches and delights the people around you and the people that you work with or the people that you serve. The importance of human connections. Because I think we live in a world where a lot of people are addicted to a white screen. I think we live in a world where a lot of people steadily think about themselves and what's best for them. I'm not judging, I'm just reporting. I believe we live in a world where a lot of people are just so busy and they're so exhausted and their lives are filled with so much complexity and so many things to do. And a lot of times those things are trivialities versus more important and valuable pursuits, but they just get caught up in doing these things that are not important, but they're like these shiny toys and attractions that they get addicted to. And they spend the finest hours of their best days doing things that really don't amount to much at the end. And I wanted to read a chapter from the Everyday Hero Manifesto. It's chapter 76. If you want to read it after, it's called Put Down Your Phone and Talk to a Person. It's on page 299 of the edition that I'm reading, the English edition. Let me please read from this chapter. Earlier this morning, I visited a coffee shop. I'd just finished an intense spin class and was still a little sweaty, forgive me. I had a head full of ideas, a heart set to do strong work after a nice hot shower, and a spirit animated to make the world a tiny bit better via my own minor contribution. As I stood in line, I dreamed up an exciting concept for a new online course. After I collected my coffee, I headed to the nearest table so I could download the insights on my phone. As I did so, I noticed a man seated on a long bench. His beard was grizzled, his hair was ruffled, and he sported one of those plaid work shirts that farmers wear. I know you know what I'm talking about. And uniquely, he had a leather briefcase with gold-colored hinges resting on the table in front of him. Interesting. And so I said, "Good morning." Could not have been more gracious. He smiled. We spoke. He revealed that he grew up in Connecticut, in an 8-house town by the Atlantic Ocean. He spoke of his family, shared some of his disappointments, and made me laugh with a few of his vivid stories. I told him I too grew up in a tiny town, and that I too was raised close to the sea. I confessed that I longed to live in a cottage on a clifftop overlooking the water and lead a simpler, more monastic, and far more Spartan existence. The life of an artist. The life of a blue-collar, creative laborer. We talked for another few moments about the wonderful people who live at the ocean's edge, the joys of fresh lobster, and the need for more respect, kindness, and love in our world. Initially, I am embarrassed to tell you, I thought my new friend was a vagrant in the cafe to stay warm from the cold. I now realized he was a king of sorts, wise, gentle, and sophisticated in an eccentric sort of way. My sense now was that he was a prosperous fisherman, perhaps the owner of a seafood company, who was visiting the city for a meeting with a lawyer. Not sure, really. All I know is I must never judge someone by the way that they look, that I need to put down my phone even more often and talk to more people who make me better. And the lesson I learned is obvious. It's not only did I make the error of judging someone by the way that they looked, but I was so busy thinking about that new online course and the new idea, I was playing with my phone until I stopped and looked at the person in front of me. And please allow me to ask you, are you on your device too much? I see people having family meals in restaurants. All six people around the table are playing with are looking at a white screen, and they're not talking to each other. And I do believe that when we get to the last hour of our last day, we won't be regretting that we didn't spend more time with our golf partners and our lawyers and our accountants. We will regret that we didn't spend time with our family and our friends and the people we care, the other people that we care about. And you're probably an entrepreneur or a manager, because a lot of people who follow my work are business builders and business titans. And you know, it's really easy to spend so much time checking for messages and checking your devices and get addicted to social media where you forget what makes a great business are the conversations you have with people. What makes a great team are the human bonds that you establish with people. When you take down your social mask and you connect over a meal and you eat with people and you break bread with them and you listen to their longings and hear about their families and their portfolio of passions, and they feel heard and they feel appreciated. People don't leave a company because they didn't like the company. People leave a company because they didn't like their boss. And I think what a great source of joy is, you go through life, even a stranger in a coffee shop, a cafe, you have a conversation, and sometimes those conversations are the greatest conversations. Those are the conversations that shape the way you see the world. I love having conversations with people whose lives are different from mine. And I ask them questions, and I try my best to listen. That day I made a mistake, but I remedied it by having a conversation with this gentleman who looked like who I guess was a successful fisherman. So the point is, put down your phone, talk to someone, listen deeply, let their wisdom shape you, and then spend the rest of your life being someone who puts people first, someone who shines a light on the gifts and the talents of the human beings that they meet every day. And when you do that, people will not only fall in love with you, but you will learn so much, and it will actually fill you with so much joy. And we just remember, relationships are a great treasure in a well-crafted life.
Hi, it's Robin Sharma. I hope you've received strong value from today's episode. I encourage you to read my latest book, The Everyday Hero Manifesto, which is helping people from right across the world live soaring lives. If you'd like to go into further learning, you can head over to robinsharma.com, where you can download my free ebook, The World Changers Manifesto. And when you do that, you'll also get full access to the Everyday Hero Training Formula, which is a complete system to help you upgrade your productivity, positivity, impact, and the quality of your life. Have an outstanding day.